Hey guys, what's going on? This is your girl Lena. Welcome back to Alina Talks. This is episode 3. Make sure you guys go back and check out episode 2 and episode 1. Alright you guys, how have you guys been? Like, what is going on? Like, I'm trying to tell you, the holidays are definitely here. Is it just me or is everybody going crazy about the holidays this year? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I've been actually on that verge myself. Like, I've been seeing a lot of people putting up their Christmas trees now. Like, I've been kind of like, I was kind of getting the urge to do the same, but I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna wait to do it traditionally, which I do. I actually put up my Christmas tree up every Thanksgiving. I don't know, it's been something that's been done ever since I was a young girl, so I think I'm gonna keep the tradition alive, and then the girls love it, so I'm gonna just stick with just doing that. But anyways guys, let's talk about being in love. Yes, being in love, you guys. What a very stressful feeling. And yet, why I say it's stressful, because, well, first of all, love is definitely dangerous. It is, because being in love, it causes so many emotions, and it's just like very love is very powerful, especially if you know how to, you know. And actually being love or loving someone else is like, it's amazing and it's a very great feeling. But we have to be careful who we love nowadays, you guys, because like I said, love is very dangerous. You know, you may think you're in love because of, you know, different circumstances, I guess, how you feel. That's how I go by love. I go by how I feel and, you know, what that person makes me feel, you know. That's how I give the definition of love. It's a feeling, you know. Like I said, action speaks way louder than words. So I definitely feel like, you know, it's a feeling. But, I mean, love is... Oh my gosh, I've been in love so many times, but I have never experienced true love. And it's a difference, you guys. True love is what it is. True love. Love that you know it's real. Love that you know it's not going anywhere. True love. And I'm going to give you a definition of true love. My kids, that's true love. You know that they love you. You know that the love for them will not leave. It will always be there. That's true love. And a lot of people get that mixed up with being in love and having true love. Excuse me, guys. But yeah, so like I said, I have not yet discover true love yet. I'm still on the verge of trying to get there, but definitely want to be love, you know, that true love, not just love, but true love, you know. But like I said, I know, ladies and gentlemen, we've been hurt. I think everybody, come on, everybody has been hurt, and it hurts really bad. It's like a feeling in your stomach, especially if you love a person and you get hurt by them. It hurts. It's like it feels like really like someone stabbed you in your heart. And another example, true love, rest in peace, my grandparents, my grandfather and my grandmother were definitely the definition of true love. They've been married for like 66 years, and all they knew was each other, like that unconditional love. Now that was that unconditional love. Like, they all they knew was each other. They was there, and you know, nowadays when we with somebody, we always tell someone like our friends or somebody like that, you know what, I'm getting tired of this person. And that's what I don't want to experience when I get in a relationship. I don't want to be tired of my, you know, the person I love. Like, I want to always feel like our love for each other is new, you know. And a lot of people feel like, you know, that's impossible, because it's like the generation has definitely changed. Like, this world has changed nowadays. Like, it's just so hard to be with somebody or have someone to be with you. Like, I noticed that, and it's like, wow, like, it's so sad. And us women, I know how we are. We love to be loved. I know I do. Like, I just love the feeling, like, you know, being loved by someone, you know. And like I said, nowadays it's so hard, because you don't know if that person really loves you, or they just, you know, love you for just a reason. I want to be loved for everything about me, and you know, and I want you to tell me why you love me, you know. And it's hard nowadays, and it's so sad. But like I said, I also feel like when you love someone, you pray for them. You pray for them, and you're there for them, you're down for them. But I feel like you should get the same treatment too. Being loved by yourself, or loving someone by yourself, is so hard. Meaning as when you love someone and that person doesn't love you, it's really hard. It takes like a toll from you. Like, it does. It feels awkward, but it depends on how strong that love is, you know, how you feel about that person. But ladies, also don't get caught in that, because when you feel like you love someone and that person don't love you back, don't get yourself mingled in that, because it's like I said, it's not gonna work. It's not at all. So if you are with someone and you do love someone and they don't love you back, and if you feel deep down inside, though, this, I'm just saying, if you feel like this person don't love you back, then maybe you just need to let that person go, or, you know, and just like move on. But that's only if you feel like this person don't really love you back. But if you feel like they do love you and they don't want to say anything because, you know, for a certain reason, you know, just see, you know, you never know, you know, the situation. But yeah, if you feel like they don't really love you, please, ladies, just back away, just move on, and just do you, okay? But yeah, guys, had to make it short for you today, but that is okay. I have so many more episodes coming up. I'm so excited for the next episode, which is episode 4. Very interesting. So make sure for next episode you guys have a pen and paper handy, because we're going to be doing some homework. How exciting. No, I'm just joking. But I'm just going to have you guys write some things down to help you with your, you know, self, and how, with your self-esteem, and how to, you know, become the better you. All right, guys, thank you for listening to Alina's Talks, and I will be talking to you guys real soon. Thank you, guys, and always stay confident. Bye.